Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph. We mentioned previously that one has to own the land in order to be able to say the Pesukim, to be maybe Vikari, to say the Pesukim when he brings Bikurim, to say, Al Adama Asher Nesateli, the land that you gave me. So the Mishnah discusses, as we mentioned previously in Mishnah Vav, someone who purchased two trees and didn't specify whether he was purchasing the ground also underneath it or just the trees itself. It was a machlekes, Tanakhaman or Meir, if it's a suffix, if the land went along with the sale, or definitely the land went with the sale. So the Mishnah begins here. Hakaina Shleishi Lenis. Someone who purchases three trees, Betek Shal Chaveri, from someone else's property, and he didn't specify whether or not the land is also part of the sale, maybe Bukhari, he not only brings Bikurim, but he also is Kairi, can see the Pesukim, because regarding three trees, he definitely is, the land is also included in the sale. Rameir says even two trees. This is the same Rameir's opinion that was mentioned in Mishnah above. Even by two trees, Rameir holds the land is also definitely included in the sale. And this is discussing when it's not mentioned. So we need to know what's the unspoken understanding regarding the land. However, the Mishnah says, Kana Ilan Vikarkai, if someone purchases one tree and he specifies in the sale that the land is also included in the sale, then maybe Vikari. He also brings Bikurim and he can say the Pesukim, because here the land is explicitly included in the sale. The Mishnah ends off regarding another topic that we spoke about earlier. We mentioned in Mishnah Beis that an Aris, who's a sharecropper, he works on the field for a percentage of the crop. He works on someone else's field. He takes a percentage of the crop. And a Chaycher, who pays a set fee in produce to the landowner in order for him to work on the field and get whatever produce he gets out of it. So we mentioned previously that these people don't own the land, and so they may be in a carry. But the Mishnah over here brings a different opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Af Bali Arisus, Mechecharis, even a Aris and a Chaycher, Mevian, Mekarin, not only do they bring Bikurim, but they're also carrying, because the fact that they have the rights to take produce from this field, that gives them enough of an ownership in the field, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to be carrying, to say the Pesukim. Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, comes to contrast, the next couple of Mishnahs come to contrast the halachas of Truma Bikurim and Maaser Sheni. And in the Mishnah Aleph, it lists things that Truma and Bikurim have in common, as opposed to Maaser Sheni. HaTruma VaBikurim Chayavim Alei Misa. Truma and Bikurim, if a non-Kohen eats it, the Chayav Misa, death penalty, is Misa B'dei Shemayim, that they'll die early. V'chemish, and they have to add an extra fifth for a non-Kohen who ate both Truma or Bikurim. V'asurim Muzarim, they're forbidden to a non-Kohen. V'heim Nechsei Kayed, their property, they actually belong to the Kohen. It's not like it belongs to Hashem, they have permission to eat it. They're actual, the property of the Kohen. V'aylin b'echen u'me'al, and to be nullified, they can be nullified in 1 in 100, that's the proportions necessary. U'tu'unin rechitza sidayim, they both require washing of the hands. There's a tefadur abanan on the hands, and their abanan required washing of the hands before touching Truma and Bikurim. V'harav shemesh, and also they need sunset. This is someone who has a tumah that requires them to go to the mikvah. In order to touch the Truma and Bikurim, he has to, in order to eat the Truma and Bikurim, he has to wait until sunset after he went to the mikvah. Harei ilu b'Truma Bikurim, all these things that we listed apply to Truma and Bikurim, Masha'in came b'Maiser, they do not apply to Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni, there's no chiv misa b'dei shemayim for a non-Kohen to eat it. Non-Kohen can eat Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. There's no chemish, there's no fifth that needs to be added for someone who ate it improperly. It's permitted to non-Kohanim. It's not property of the Kohanim. And it does not need 1 in 100 to be nullified, even the majority. Does not need hand washing beforehand. And someone who needs to go to the mikvah, they do not need to wait for Harav Shemesh, for sunset, to eat Maaser Sheni.